We find that we float through a certain abyss in life. We are constantly asking ourselves, is what I'm feeling real? Is what I am touching right here actually here? Or is it something made up completely? Is it something that I have created with my own mind? But in fact, what we find we really do is we perceive things as they actually are. In our mind, of course. But while we're perceiving them, we're perceiving them differently than the next person would. If you were to take an apple and look at it, you tell yourself it's an apple, right? Because that to you is an apple. But to show it to somebody else and say, this is an apple, isn't that imposing your thoughts on them? Because we believe so strongly that what we see, everyone else sees, our minds are closed to the vast, 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 just amazing universe that is out there that we can find when we open it, and we just see everything that's really there. I believe that this world that we're in at the present moment, without any meditation, without any drugs or any sort of experience like that, is not in fact reality. Reality is only obtained once we go above and beyond our actual conscious state, and we come to terms with the fact that, yes, we do exist, but we are only atoms. I mean, have you ever stopped to think how we actually think, how our mind works, how our brain works, how our body works? It just makes you... It's stunning. There's no correct answer for how any of it works. I mean, what makes our heart beat? What makes us breathe? How come we're the only ones who can actually hear our thoughts? Or maybe we're not. Maybe people can actually read our thoughts. Can you move something subconsciously, not touching it? Can you open a door with your mind, or open a door to your mind, nevertheless? Our bodies are limitations, and our minds are trying to break free. We keep finding that our mind is just infinite. You can do anything with it. There is no possible way to overfill your mind. That's nature too. You're just taking it all in. You can't push anything out. It's still there. You can't erase anything. It's still there. It just gets pushed to the back of your head. You never ever forget it. You just might have trouble accessing it. That's all. Our bodies are a constantly changing shell. To protect our souls and our minds from what might permanently destroy us forever. But there's no reason to fear death. Because what is death but a freedom of the mind and the soul, in a sense? We may not remember our former life, but our soul does. And that's why It's just so amazing how everything works.